social justice, race issues, police reform. New York Daily News columnist
Sean King.
From our New York studios at 103.9, Sean King, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This morning, I want to share with you my favorite quote in the world. It's my life quote. 8 words that have guided me, inspired me, grounded me, and shaped me in so many different ways. It's a quote from Dr. King. You've probably heard it before, but sometimes in your life, you have an aha moment, a light bulb moment, where all of a sudden you see a quote or a Bible verse that you've known and loved your whole life, and all of a sudden it means something very different to you. Here's the quote. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. I've probably said this quote publicly from the microphone or in my writings hundreds of times, but I want to be honest with you this morning and admit that when I've said it, what I was mainly thinking about was how injustice anywhere in our communities, injustice anywhere against black folk, is a threat to justice everywhere for black folk. But I've evolved over this past year to realize that injustice anywhere, against anybody, from any ethnic group or sexual orientation or gender or economic background or religion, injustice anywhere, against anybody, is a threat to justice everywhere, and that when we are silent about injustice in other communities, it makes the possibility of injustice in our own communities that much greater. For my entire life, I've almost exclusively fought against oppression and injustice being faced by black folk. It's not that I don't care about what happens to men and women from other ethnic groups, but what the people in our own communities are facing is sometimes so overwhelming, so all-consuming, that it takes every ounce of energy and focus I have to even be a little bit effective inside of my own circle of comfort. Right now, I'm actively working with dozens of black families all over the country who've experienced some type of extreme police brutality or racial injustice. Not a day goes by when I don't think about Deborah Danner or Eric Garner or Tamir Rice or Sandra Bland or Philando Castile. But this morning, I'm here to talk about 4 flagrant injustices, not against black lives, but against the lives of our indigenous Native American brothers and sisters. Each injustice is so ugly, so flagrant, that our silence is simply not an option. We must speak up. First, on this past Friday, about 30 miles outside of Seattle, Washington, police shot and killed a 23-year-old Native American woman named Renee Davis. Renee was 5 months pregnant, a mother of 2, and lived on tribal land there in Washington. Like we see so many other times in so many other cases, a friend of hers called the police to check on Renee because they believed she was having a mental health crisis. Some friends have said she was struggling with depression, but the police shot and killed her right there in front of her children. I'm struggling to believe that police would have done the same thing to an affluent, pregnant white woman, no matter what the circumstances would be. I'll say this over and over and over again, but our country has to create better solutions for mental health emergencies than sending a cop with a gun to check on somebody. Now, I wanted to start with Renee's story because what I'm about to share with you will likely blow your mind. When I first learned it, shocked the hell out of me. Not white folk, not Latinos, not even black folk are the most likely ethnic group to be shot and killed by police in this country. It's Native Americans. Last year, a study was released by the CDC showing that from 1999 to 2014, no ethnic group in America was more likely to be shot and killed by police than our Native American brothers and sisters. Of course, African Americans are a close second, but even this year, right now in 2016, and I just looked at the data this morning, Native Americans are still the most likely ethnic group to be shot and killed by police in this country. We don't hear about their cases and their stories because they often happen in much more remote communities, and Native Americans don't have the media presence that we do, but they're catching hell all over this country, and it's not okay. And that quickly brings me to my final 2 points. Right now, people from all over the country are converging on Standing Rock, North Dakota. My family and I are going there next month to protest the Dakota Access Pipeline. Tom, it's an oil pipeline that goes right through sacred Native lands and was done so without permission or concern for the water quality or the indigenous way of life that they have there. These folk have been abused and mistreated for far too long. And lastly, I have to say a quick word. I'm sorry to say it, Tom. I have to say a quick word about the logo and the mascot of the Cleveland Indians. The outrageously red-faced, toothy-grinned Chief Wahoo. You don't have to be a Cubs fan to know that this mascot and this logo are deeply offensive, and anybody who says otherwise is lying. It's relevant not just because the Indians are in the World Series, but because it's part of the easy mistreatment and abuse that this nation has directed toward Native Americans for hundreds of years. That logo must go. I'll close this morning just how I began. Injustice anywhere. On the reservation with Renee Davis, that 23-year-old pregnant woman who was just killed. Injustice in Standing Rock, North Dakota with the Dakota Access Pipeline or with the Cleveland Indians logo and mascot. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Wow. You brought it home.
You did.
Oh, Sean King.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
Now I feel like, all right.
Now. Wow. All right, good job, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. I
appreciate
learned something.
Y'all.